Hi everyone, my name is Katie and I'm here to talk about using mapping to negotiate land tenure for communities in Cambodia. I just wanted to start by introducing myself and Engineers Without Borders. So I'm the communications coordinator. I work in the Melbourne office for EWB. And EWB works in partnership with communities around the world. Cambodia is one of those countries that we work with. We've been working there since 2006. And we basically work with local organisations who are working in the space such as water and sanitation, energy, sustainable housing, or engineering education. And we provide technical specialists to work with those organisations and fill the technical gap that they're facing. I'm here to present on behalf of one of my colleagues. Her name is Johanna. She is actually in Cambodia at the moment, so she's an EWB field volunteer working in Cambodia. And she works with one of our partner organisations called CEDT. EWB has been working with CEDT since last year. Johanna's an urban planner and she's working as the infrastructure planning advisor. So her role with CEDT involves supporting their mapping, urban planning and housing design programs. So I'll start by introducing CEDT and the work that they do. They're a Cambodian NGO that started in 2009 to strengthen urban poor communities by assisting them to access their land rights. Johanna's been mostly working on CEDT's first program, which is the Community Mapping, Planning and Upgrading Program. So that's what my presentation will be focused on. This just shows the three urban centres that CEDT is working on in Cambodia. So they're working with communities in Phnom Penh, Battambang and Siem Reap. So I just wanted to start by talking about some of the characteristics of the communities that they're working with. All of the communities that CEDT works with have unclear status of their land tenure, which means that they are at risk of eviction. There's people living in these communities informally, and that could be for a number of reasons. Some of them would be migrants coming from rural areas for jobs. As we've heard, that seems to be quite a theme throughout today. Others would be returned refugees who've returned to their land after the Pol Pot regime, but they don't actually have any land titles. The areas that we're talking about, the communities we're talking about, are mostly occupying road corridors, drainage lines, railway tracks, or other unused land. It could be private land as well. The photo on the left there, that shows a community that's living on a drainage line. So some of the houses on the left-hand side of that path, they're actually at the bottom of a pit, and they need to be moved out of where they're living because of the effects of the drainage has on it. You can also see it in the top picture on the top right, that house is basically living right on top of a drainage line. So CEDT has been working with that community. They've been helping them to facilitate community meetings to look for solutions around this problem. And at the moment, it looks as though they'll be replotting some of those land and to try to make room for. There's been five houses on the left-hand side that have been identified as in a critical state and need to be urgently moved. And so they're looking at replotting some of the space on the right-hand side to make space for them. These are some other characteristics of the communities that CEDT works with. So a lot of the houses are quite overcrowded, with two or three families living in one house. There's a mix of different professions that the people are working in. It tends to be street vendors, motor drivers, garbage collectors, and low or medium income families. Because they're informal, there's basically no infrastructure, so water and sanitation, no waste management systems, or sewage systems or electricity, and this is obviously causing, you know, great pollution and health threats as well. The photo on the left here is a community in Battambang, which is occupying a space that's near a currently unused railway. That railway there's plans for that to be rehabilitated and for it to be in use, which means that this community is at threat of eviction because they're actually too close by the government standards to the railway line. So CEDT has been working with them to map the existing layout of the land, and the next steps will be for CEDT to work in consultation with them to look at some of the solutions and what could happen. But at the moment they've just done the mapping of the existing houses that are there. And the photo on the right is also from Badambang, the one with the chickens in it. That's a community that has actually been given their land tenure by the government as a social land concession. This is the first community that CEDT works with that have been given land tenure. So I'm going to discuss this community again, so just remember that that's